This is Global Tellink. You have a prepaid call from an inmate. This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded. To accept this call, say or dial 5 now. Thank you for using Global Tellink.
Change for me in prison has not been the most easiest journey. You know, I consider prison a lot like a spiritual wasteland. Every day you're surrounded by dozens and dozens of microaggressions where it becomes impossible for it not to affect the way you behave or you think. And on the surface level, you know, you tell your family that you're doing everything you can to come home, that you love them, that you're making them a priority. But my truth is, I can't speak for everybody else, that I've gotten so complacent, or was so complacent and so institutionalized, it was nothing I could tell them that really added up to me having that drive to actually come home. You know, but that's a hard truth to tell yourself. So you can make changes in small steps, but when you already have a criminal background and you're surrounded by criminals distort and overgeneralize everything and every bit of information that they come across. And I wasn't an exception. So I guess it wasn't until I really got a true purpose, not my fiance, not my kids, not my mother, even though that may sound real shitty, just the truth of the matter. It wasn't until I was able to find real purpose that I became motivated enough to get grounded in my freedom. And that's even a hard truth for me to admit, but it's still my truth. And I just want to give an example of a prison microaggression. Every day when we step out the cell, the first thing we hear is a number of complaints. The food is cold. They're not running yard. The CO did this. And it's just over years, it just beats on your soul until you find up one morning you're waking up complaining about the food being cold. And it's just the most natural thing in the world. And this becomes home to us. So yeah, for those who are struggling with someone incarcerated, being selfish and self-centered and only caring about themselves, I would advise you to call them on their shit, then be patient with them.